Today on Annenberg Radio News.
He made some promises about don't ask, don't tell.
Protesters don't think President Obama is keeping his promises. We'll hear about their complaints during the president's visit to Los Angeles. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, April 20th, 2010. I'm Megan McCarty. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is delivering his State of the City address at this hour at police headquarters. The city is faced with the budget cuts and the possibility of city workers losing their jobs. The mayor's proposed budget for next year could call for laying off 750 workers. We'll have a live report from downtown in a few moments. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is also struggling with the county's budget for next year. It's trying to make up more than $500 million lost from a drop in sales and property tax revenues. 22% of the county's funding is from the state. Tony Bell is a spokesman for County Supervisor Mike Antonovich.
The problem is the state of California and their failure. They need to really cut back on their bloated bureaucracy and excessive spending.
A proposal presented to the board today would lay off 130 workers and cut $885 million from its spending plan. Brent Culp, a representative for the Chief Administrative Office, says residents shouldn't worry about cuts to county services.
The county is positioned to handle these difficult times without extreme cuts to services. So we're aware that some of the most vulnerable people in our communities rely disproportionately on county services, and that the reliance on county services increases when the economy is bad like it is now.
The budget will be finalized in June before the fiscal year starts on July 1st. Public hearings will begin May 12th. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke today in support of a new state education bill. Christy Birch reports.
Governor Schwarzenegger received a warm welcome by the students at Markham Middle School in Watts, demonstrating his support for a historic education bill.
And I'm here because I want to help you make history.
Yeah!
I'm here to stand up for the civil rights of students and their families who are being denied a great education just because of bad policy here in our state.
The bill, now in legislature, was proposed by State Senator Bob Huff of Diamond Bar. It will prevent teacher layoffs based on seniority.
We have to change this system with seniority. We have to change the budget system. We have to change the tax system. And I'm asking and begging the legislature, let's sit down and make those important issues a priority.
The bill comes in response to a lawsuit filed by Markham and two other schools. They argued that layoffs are disproportionately hurting low-income and minority schools that tend to have less experienced teachers. When layoffs come, they are the first to go. Markham lost more than half of its teachers last year. The California Teachers Union opposes the bill. They say that it does not save districts money and does nothing to improve student learning. Christy Birch, Annenberg Radio News.
Today, the Catholic Church is facing yet another legal attack for its role in sexual abuse. Today, a legal group that represents sexual abuse victims filed a lawsuit accusing Cardinal Roger Mahoney and Mexican Cardinal Noberto Rivera of aiding and abetting systematic sexual abuse. Timothy Beckworth has more.
The lawsuit filed today in Los Angeles against two Catholic cardinals stems from a scandal involving a fugitive Mexican priest. Father Nicholas Aguilar Rivera is wanted on charges of raping at least 26 Los Angeles boys and an unknown number of Mexican children during his years as a priest. Jeff Anderson is a lawyer representing one of his victims, known as Juan Doe.
And we have filed this to not only seek relief for this child, but to protect others.
Despite numerous legal charges, the priest in this case served only 1 year in a Mexican jail. Mexican authorities are hesitant to go after the church, but Vatican officials were even slower to take action. Aguilar Rivera was not defrocked for more than 20 years after the church first learned of the rape allegations. This particular scandal isn't new. Jeff Anderson and associates filed two lawsuits related to the scandal in 2006, which were dismissed. But their legal approach is new. The lawyers representing the victim are citing a 1789 law called the Alien Tort Claim Act. Anderson says it is used to grant jurisdiction over crimes committed by foreigners.
It is for the most grievous violation of human rights. Included and specified in the international law is torture, genocide, slavery, and systematic child rape. And that's what this is.
The Archdiocese of Los Angeles released a statement saying, quote, "None of the documents concerning this priest are new. Mr. Anderson's claims are preposterous and without foundation." But sexual abuse victim Manuel Vega had strong words for Catholic leaders.
It's a criminal organization. They are shuffling these monsters state to state, parish to parish, internationally, with the full knowledge that these individuals have arrest warrants.
Documents show that Cardinal Mahoney was unaware that Aguilar Rivera was a pedophile when he came to LA. But when young victims came forward, the priest informed the church of his intention to flee to Mexico. The victim's lawyers believe Cardinal Mahoney and the church helped the priest escape charges. Aguilar Rivera continued to abuse children in Mexico and remains at large there today. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
LA's Metropolitan Transit Authority has been hit hard by the city's financial struggles. The MTA faces a large budget deficit, forcing hikes in fares and cuts in service. But residents who take public transit say the MTA is going too far. Grant Tunkel reports.
About 25 members of the Bus Riders Union stood outside MTA headquarters today. They came together to oppose fare hikes and service cuts. Their numbers were small, but they believe their message is big.
They don't need to raise up the prices. It's already hard for people. People don't have enough money for the buses, and some people are struggling.
That was Vicky, a member of the Bus Riders Union, who declined to give her last name. She and other riders say the hikes and service cuts will put a strain on bus riders. One-way fares will increase from $1.25 to $1.50. Monthly passes will go from $62 to $75. Rider Crystal McMillan says the increase is too great.
I can't afford $75 a month for a bus pass. I mean, $62 is pushing it. $75 is not even going to make it any easier.
But MTA spokesman Dave Sotero says the organization is facing a $180 million operating deficit. He also stressed that LA's rates are lower than many transit systems across the country.
Our customers currently pay only 28% of the cost to operate our service. So that's extremely low compared with other transit properties across the country.
Still, the union wants action. Riders want the MTA to hold a public forum to discuss the issue. They also want Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein to support a bill that would allow state and local governments to invest in transit and use federal funds for operating costs. They hope the bill will be part of the solution and will keep bus fares at a low cost. Grant Tunkel, Annenberg Radio News.
The mayor is delivering his State of the City address right now. Jason Schwartz reports from downtown. Jason. Sorry, we don't have Jason for you right now. Tonight, there will be cloudy skies with a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, expect the same weather with highs in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, there will be clouds and a chance of showers with lows in the lower 50s. Thursday, you'll still need that umbrella with a 30% chance of rain and highs in the mid-60s. Later on, Annenberg Radio News. Hear how South LA Wetland Project garners national attention. We have Jason Schwartz now at City Hall. Jason, are you there? The Exposition Park area is back to normal after a visit from President Obama. He attended a fundraiser at the California Science Center last night for Senator Barbara Boxer, who's in a tough re-election fight. Plenty of protesters were there, but not all of them were Tea Partiers. Ariel Edwards-Levy hit the streets to find out who was protesting what.
It's like Bush with a different face. Obama made all these promises, It's not fulfilling them. It just flies in the face of logic, you know. It's very upsetting. Oh, get the troops out.
I'm an old veteran, Vietnam vet, and I think he made some promises about don't ask, don't tell. I think he's done some good things, and I thank God every day that John McCain's not in. But I think some of the community is just anxious.
We're immigrant workers who are members of SEIU Local 1877, Justice for Janitors Union. We supported President Obama in 2008, and now we feel that we're waiting to see this administration support us and pass immigration reform.
We support democracy and freedom for Iran. We condemn any human rights abuses that are going on.
Well, it is a diverse group. I don't agree with all the things that were going on, but it's free speech and everyone got to say something.
Again, we have Jason Schwartz live at City Hall where the mayor is giving his State of the City address. Jason.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm outside the Los Angeles Police Department headquarters right now. Across the street, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is getting set to begin his State of the City speech. But outside here, it's a rainy day. But despite the rain, there are many people out here protesting. Two groups, the Coalition of L.A. City Workers and the Firefighters Coalition of Los Angeles City. Both of them are out here because Villaraigosa is proposing budget cuts for L.A. City workers and city services. Now, these guys are out here. They're proposing what they call a strong budget, which is a package of new revenues, finance fixes, and savings for this year and the future. They feel that Villaraigosa's budget cuts aren't necessarily the right way to go. They feel they'll be taking money away from parks and libraries and other neighborhood public safety city services. So that's what they are out here for. But Villaraigosa, like we said, just getting underway, talking about his State of the City. That's all from here, from downtown Los Angeles. I'm Jason Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Now, inside the fundraiser last night for Boxer, President Obama was heckled by activists who want to see him repeal the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Ken Vandermeeren reports.
As happy as I am to see you, I am even happier to be with my
President
good friend,
Barbara Boxer. President Obama was interrupted at a fundraiser for California Senator Barbara Boxer.
We are going to do that. Hey, hold on a second.
By protesters shouting slogans to repeal the controversial military policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Since 1993, thousands have been thrown out of the army for admitting they are gay or lesbian.
What the young man was talking about was we need to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I agree with.
Zoe Nicholson, the third protester, shouted, Mr. President, it's time to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm sorry, do you want to come up here?
She says why her organization, Get Equal, was there.
While Obama was campaigning for president, he made several really important promises that brought him to be a champion of the LGBT world.
Nicholson added that President Obama could use his executive powers to repeal the policy today. In the Defense Authorization Bill.
It was the end of the 111th Congress. They're about to recess for the summer. They come together in the fall for a very short period. The president today could sign an executive order with a pen. I'd be happy to buy it for him.
After receiving criticism for her outburst, she defended her actions.
Rudeness is practically, you know, our currency. That it is only in an environment where it sticks out like a sore thumb, where everyone is steps back and shocked.
Today, Get Equal continues its campaign. Get Equal activist Lieutenant Dan Choi and five other former soldiers were arrested for handcuffing themselves to the White House gates. Dan Choi, wearing his army uniform, could face prison for his latest protest. His spokesman, Joel Silman, said all he wished for was to rejoin his unit and serve his country.
Ken Vandermeeren, Annenberg Radio News.
L.A. City Councilwoman Jan Perry is in Washington, D.C. today to receive the 2010 National Environment Award. She got the award for the Wetlands Project in South Los Angeles. Our Brandon Marcus has more on the effects the project will have on the community.
What used to be a historical rail yard is being transformed into a wetland park. Councilwoman Jan Perry has been at the helm of the project for a few years. She was reached by cell phone in Washington.
Not only will it be a natural habitat, it will be an open space for people to exercise and enjoy their families. It will clean the air and create the beginnings of a green belt in South Los Angeles.
The park is being put into an industrial area near Avalon Boulevard and Slauson Avenue. One of the project engineers is Katie Clark. She says it'll be an oasis in a community that doesn't have much green space.
We're going to be putting a park and a lake right in the middle of it, a treatment wetland. So it'll treat stormwater and it'll also create some open park space for the community there.
This isn't the first wetlands in the region. Another was built in Compton in 2006. Councilwoman Perry says the success of the Compton wetlands was motivation to construct this one.
I can see how what a wonderful, calming, and serene environment it has created for the community and how much people enjoy it.
While people will be enjoying the park, Perry is enjoying the honor.
I deeply appreciate the national recognition. Sometimes we labor and think that no one's watching, but they actually are. And to be nominated and to actually be selected is a great honor.
The South Los Angeles Wetland Park is scheduled to be finished by 2012. Brandon Marcus, Annenberg Radio News.
In November, California will have a measure on the ballot that would legalize marijuana sales to adults 21 and older. To talk about the possible effects of legalizing marijuana in California, I spoke earlier today with Professor Joel Hay of USC's School of Pharmacy.
Who would be supporting this initiative and what would the benefits possibly be?
Well, I think it's primarily those people that do want to use marijuana for recreational purposes. It's important to keep in mind that more than half of the marijuana users in California are under the age of 21, and so it'll still be illegal, even under state law, for them to use marijuana. And so it's really not going to put that much of a dent into the illegal use of marijuana. And my own view is that narco-trafficking will still be at a very high level.
And looking at the negative impacts, what do you think those might be if something like this passed?
Well, marijuana has essentially all the negative features of both alcohol and tobacco. Like alcohol, it clouds judgment. It causes people to have traffic accidents. And then like tobacco, it has all the problems of a drug that's smoked. It creates lung damage. It's a carcinogen.
You compared it to alcohol and tobacco usage, both of which are legal, but do you think that there is a significant difference with marijuana being legalized as opposed to those two?
We already have these two legal drugs costing us hundreds of billions of dollars a year and killing thousands and thousands of Americans. We really don't need a third drug to do the same, particularly at a time when our economy is not doing well.
The 2009 census data shows women are now just as likely as men to earn a bachelor's and advanced degrees. 29% of women aged 25 and older have at least a bachelor's degree. That compares with 30% of men in the United States. At the current rate, women will surpass men in the number of advanced degrees obtained this year. They already represent most of the nation's workforce. Now we check in with Lacey Ehrlich to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Lacey?
Thanks, Megan. Ash from the Iceland volcano continues to affect travelers all over the world. ATVN had a Skype interview with one USC student studying abroad in London. Check out the firsthand account tonight. Plus, the man who coined the term slam dunk gets recognized at Staples Center today. We'll show you who it is and his new statue. Tune into ATVN tonight at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision for these stories and more.
Thanks, Lacey. A recent poll finds 57% of Americans don't think legalizing the sale of marijuana would boost the economy. The poll was conducted by CNBC and the Associated Press. It found that 25% of those who favor legalized marijuana are 30 years old and younger. They believe it would stimulate the economy. That's it for this Tuesday. We had help today from Stephanie Guzman and Charisse Delgadillo. Karen Marcus is our producer. Timothy Beckworth and Richie Duchon are the executive producers. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Megan McCarty.